Australian cricket has delivered one of the great sporting comebacks, winning the first Ashes test by 251 runs. Bowler Nathan Lyon made light work of England before tea in Edgbaston, bowling them out for 146. It was a strong return to test cricket for sacked captain Steve Smith, who may have redeemed himself in the minds of some Aussie cricket fans. Isabel Rowe reports.
Gliding the ball off, the glove is out. He's caught at second slip, it's all over.
In a perfect ending, it was a Steve Smith catch that took the final wicket.
Australia have come up with the most gratifying, memorable win.
Australia was struggling on day one at Edgbaston, sitting at 8 for 122 in the first innings. But it was Smith who guided his side out of trouble, becoming only the fifth Australian to score two test centuries. On day five, there was almost no chance of an England victory, Smith's efforts contributing to a 398-run lead. His captain, Tim Payne, anointing him the greatest ever.
I think he's the best test batsman we've ever seen, and he seems to be getting better, which is scary.
Smith was humble in victory.
I'm loving being back playing cricket for Australia, doing what I love and contributing to wins. It's been a pretty special week.
Nathan Lyon was efficient at the crease on day five, taking 6 for 49. And after earlier criticism for the selection of fellow bowler Peter Siddle over Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood, Tim Payne was full of praise for the seamer.
You know, Peter Siddle digging in with him was crucial. And then I thought for the majority of the game, I thought we bowled pretty well. And then today I thought we were superb with the ball. But yeah, having someone like Steve in controlling the game certainly helps.
After a strong start to the first test, English captain Joe Root left frustrated.
There's things that we can take from the game, absolutely, from both sides of it. I thought for 3 days we were brilliant. You know, to get into that position of a 90 lead was a strong one, and unfortunately we couldn't quite get it right yesterday.
With four tests to go, it remains to be seen if Australia has done enough to win back hearts and minds after the ball tampering scandal in South Africa last year. Steve Smith has certainly given it his all, according to former test cricketer Greg Chappell.
I don't know whether it's full redemption. I'm sure he'll still have some work to do, but he's taken a huge stride, obviously, towards that redemption. And the way forward for that redemption is for him to keep making runs. So we'll be very happy if he keeps doing what he did in the last test match.
Smith is still barred from a leadership position until next autumn. The second test gets underway at Lord's next week.
Isabel Rowe reporting there.